You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift live out here in Flowery Branch. My name is Mike, Squidbilly, Ali Mac, the commissioner, Big G over there hanging out at the end of the table, Dylan back in the studio. The food trucks are opening. I see the windows coming up. There's people walking away with lattes and cups with straws hanging out of them. I had a bad cup of coffee this morning. That's another story for another day, man. You know what I mean? You get out of your routine, you start driving up 985 and things like that up to Flowery Branch. You have a different stop for a gas station, and all of a sudden you wind up with a bad cup of coffee. So I'll save that story for another day. The line is backing up. I would say, I don't know, what, roughly 100 people up there already in line to get in the gates, and those will be opening here shortly. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. And really, we've had a lot of fun conversation today talking about the Falcons, talking about training camp, talking about the personality of this team. We've also done a lot of talking about the SEC football schedules and kind of Brandon Marcello of CBS Sports ranking Georgia as the 14th hardest. I think he kind of missed the mark a little bit. But obviously, you know, when you talk about things like that, you have to keep in perspective who exactly they're playing. So it is the wake-up call. If you want to give us a shout, 404-726-0929. We'll also invite you guys to weigh in on the Morning Shift Twitter page at 929 Morning Shift if you've got some things you want to talk about as
And the wake-up call is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home.
Yeah, there you go. So, look, I think Bo and I kind of echoed the same sentiment coming off Brandon Marcello's rankings. 14th is a little bit steep. There are – what's crazy about Georgia's schedule is I think I look at a lot of their opponents kind of in the same light, and I'll include my alma mater, Alabama, in that. I don't know what Bama is. I think Georgia obviously struggled with Jalen Milroe running the football in the first quarter last year. That's not what Ty Simpson is going to be. It's going to be more of this Ryan Grubb, Michael Penix, Washington-style approach offensively. So I don't know how much fear Georgia fans have about Alabama's offensive tack. The same goes with Florida. You don't know what they are. Can they improve under DJ Lagway? Georgia Tech, that's a, you know, that's a neutral site game as well. So I don't know, man. It's one of those things that I look at all this, and you also include the SEC opener that's on the road in Knoxville. It's not an easy schedule for Georgia, but a lot of these teams kind of fit the same narrative of I don't know what they are right now.
Same schedule as last year to an extent. You know, with especially with the way the SEC, as my chair moves, and I feel like I'm going to fall out of it, as the SEC goes, I just don't know how that you know, what was the toughest schedule last year, they have as a 14th. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not – Texas did – most people think Texas got better with Arch Manning. Now, it's not at – it's not in Austin, but Texas is a favorite to make the playoff. Some people think Tennessee got better, getting rid of Nico. I mean –
There's no way that's true. As a matter of fact,
I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's what people – some people think. Some people that weren't – if you go look at Nico's numbers against Power 4 teams, Mike, they were horrific.
Yeah.
Not horrific, but they weren't as good.
It is funny looking at it because I'm not saying he's not good, but I do look at Tennessee and their quarterback situation and think they have a good possibility of having the worst quarterback room in the SEC. Which is insane to think about when you talk about a place like Tennessee.
I don't know. I think if you – okay, let's put it this way. Do you think you can depend on DJ Lagway to play? Because I don't know if you can right now.
I was going to say, I don't know.
Well, then if you take DJ Lagway out of that room, and with all due respect to Harrison Bailey, he think he's in his sixth year and like his fourth team. So, and that's your backup.
Yeah.
And then you have Aiden, what's it, Warner, who was a walk-on essentially.
Sure.
And then you have a true freshman. And I think it's Trammell. Trammell Jones. Or Tramell Jones, and he's a complete – I mean, this Florida's quarterback room.
You're talking about the depth of their quarterback room.
Yeah. Well, that's their quarterback room.
Yeah, no,
I mean, those guys might play this year.
But I think you have to include DJ Lagway in that conversation. And Joey Aguilar right now, let's not fool ourselves into thinking that Joey Aguilar was Tennessee's first phone call when Nico Iamaleava left. You know what I mean? Like, the timing was absolutely awful, and he just happened to be a guy that saw Nico come in, and he was like, you know what? I think I'll hit the portal too. Sounds like a good idea. So, and he kind of lands up. It's just a lot of questions around Tennessee, but I think that is a game where you go on the road for Georgia there in week three, and that they lost a lot of good players last year in Tennessee, but, boy, they've got a lot of good players on the roster now. And so we'll see what happens with them other than the quarterback position that is. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Let's go out to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to our buddy Scott over in Loganville. Scott, welcome to the show. Hope you're having a good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
I think Alabama's going to be Georgia's toughest game this year.
Okay. Why so?
Georgia just never plays Alabama well. Alabama always ends up creeping in the win.
Scott, are you a Georgia fan?
I'm not. I'm a Roll Tider.
Oh, okay, there you go.
There
I was like, what's...
Hey.
Scott, Roll Tide, but yes, I appreciate the
Scott, football. You can't bury the lead like that. You gotta identify yourself, sir.
I love it, man. But look, and you know what's funny is, obviously, I played at Bama. I don't. Usually, when we talk about these teams and we talk about the matchups, I usually don't. I try to take my fandom out of it. And obviously, I'm not going to lie to people out there. I want Bama to win that game, and there's no secret about that. But I would be lying if I thought after our conversation yesterday, where Georgia specifically getting back to the run game with Nate Frazier. I'm missing the Illinois transfer, but obviously is having a good camp so far. Good summer for Georgia. If they get back to the ground and pound, there were just times last year, specifically if Gunnar Stockton is running the football, there's just times last year where Bama could not stop the run. They just couldn't stop the run. Oklahoma ran the ball down their throat, and that was a bad Oklahoma team. So I don't know that the way I look at Bama right now, that I'm I would put them at the top of the list. I just don't know. And now, obviously, you look at recent history and the history of Alabama against Kirby Smart. It's been not great for Kirby, but I just think that this is one of those things that's going to be its own kind of chapter in the history of that. Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, welcome back into the show. Hope you're having a good morning, buddy.
Yeah, we are back, baby. Opie, hit
yes,
me with
sir.
That wing, wing, wing.
Wing, 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 wing.
Let's go. Pads are popping today. We have our first day of kindergarten back here. We are ready to go, baby.
Hey, Anthony, you worried about that drop-off, man? You done the kindergarten drop-off yet? I know you're going to get teary-eyed, buddy.
Yeah, man. It's tough. I'm about to say, I hate seeing my baby girl get big, but she's so excited. She's like one of the few kids. Like, she's going so crazy this year. Sitting at the house, she was ready to go to school about a month ago. So we're super excited to get her back in there and do the right thing.
Thanks, man. Yeah, good stuff. I am about a year away from doing kindergarten drop-off. Mm. I am not excited about it. I am not excited. Bo was talking about daycare, with the mother-in-law the other day. And he's like, I can't imagine dropping my kid off at a daycare. Dude, it's going to be another level when my kid starts going to kindergarten. Like, no thanks.
Are you going to be more upset if they're upset, or are you going to be upset if they run in like, bye, Dad?
that's a tough one. My kids are not my kids are both shy when it comes to things like that. Mm. They will be hugging mommy's leg, which she does the Lord's work because she takes them daycare every day, and they still do that right now. So, anyways, yeah, it's going to be a tough thing, tough chapter. I'll probably, you know what, I'm going to forecast that. I'm probably going to take that day off next year.
I'm just going to take that day off
from the morning shift. Hey, let's go back out of the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Talk about Falcons, talk about Georgia Bulldogs in the SEC. Hey, Marine Tim from Marietta. Marine Tim, welcome back into the show, buddy. Hope you're having a great morning.
Yes, sir, I am. And I just have one question for Split Billy. How is my baby girl and Pork Chop doing? And how did you become a Florida fan living in Dallas, Georgia?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Oh, great question, Ranton. Thanks for the phone call.
Pork chop is good. She was a little bit fussy yesterday, though. Her and I had to have a talk when we got home from the car ride.
We were doing the conference call for the show yesterday, and you seemed like you were going through it, man. You know what I mean?
Nah, it was so she just woke up from a nap, and she was still a good – she was like good 45 minutes away from even being close to the bottle. And then as we got closer to home, the bottle was – time was closer. I just
dad
got her
problems,
home.
Baby. Dad, dad got her problems.
Home, got her home and fed her, and we hung out for a while.
There you go.
And then she took her little nap. So, yeah, it was all good. Nah, dude, I grew up in the 90s, dude. And Steve Spurrier talked trash. And their offense was fun to watch, and I got to see them every weekend. They seemed like they were on, ABC and playing, and Danny Warfel was there. I really enjoyed watching them play. They were a fun brand. Florida in the 90s with the Fun and Gun was a fun brand, and I fell in love with the style of play. And when the head coach talks trash like Spurrier did, it kind of fit my persona there. Kind of fit what I like to do, so it was fun, and I don't leave. I'm very loyal.
That's an interesting thing.
Unless you turn your back on me, then I'm done with you.
Hey, let's go try to get a couple more phone calls in. Dylan, let's go to Charles over in Lithonia. Charles, hey, what's going on, man? You're on the morning shift. Hope you're having a good day.
Hey, good morning. By the way, I love this show.
Appreciate it, man.
I just want to make a comment on who I think the toughest opponent for Georgia would be this year, and I really think it would be Texas. Honestly.
Texas.
Yeah.
Why do you think that about Texas?
I just, Georgia played them well last year. I think they probably teed off by the way we beat them. So I think they'll come in with an attitude. That's Georgia Tech would be hard, but I think Texas will be that we have to worry about.
Yeah. Appreciate the phone call, Charles. I do think that there is something that I don't know that many Georgia fans would admit it, but there is. Georgia Tech seems to be on the rise. Mm-hmm. I think with a healthy Haynes King and having that full season, that Friday game, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the fact that you went to, seven overtimes last year, that's a tricky game for Georgia as well. I know they've got it's kind of the flip when you talk about the Alabama narrative around Kirby Smart and Georgia. Kirby Smart's had a lot of success against Tech, but if Tech is ever going to have a good chance of kind of making some noise, it seems like this is the year, man. I think they're pegged to finish fourth in the ACC. Clemson with some national title hopes and some other teams out there, Florida State getting back to business. But Tech, man, they're a dangerous squad if they get the right pieces in the right place.
That game was absolutely insane. I remember watching it, but we had to turn it off because, Tech went ahead.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to turn it off for a minute. But I was watching on the app, and I was like, Grant, why are we not watching this game? Why are we not watching this game? And put it back on for those seven overtimes. It was insane.
Yeah.
Is that how Grant is as a fan? He's going to turn the game
hey,
off.
Hey, come on, Grant.
That's disappointing.
He's a channel turner. God, come on, Grant.
It was Thanksgiving. We had to go eat dinner. That's what it was.
No, it was like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and it was Friday at Thanksgiving.
What'd you take up for him on this show?
I love how Allie just tried to bail him out there. She really tried so hard.
I just said something I shouldn't
don't
have.
Don't come for my husband. hey, Dylan, let's try to get one more phone call in. Let's go on to our buddy Tinker over in Kennesaw. Hey, Tinker, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Oh, yeah, we're about to get it going.
Let's go, man. This has got to be busy season for you, man, with the temperatures you've had recently.
I'm getting home 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Attaboy. Right, look, man. Hey, snapping necks and cashing checks, baby. It's summertime for the HVAC folks.
Oh yeah. Awesome. Yeah, you had me rolling when talking about the jab. That's what I call it. And the jab, yeah. and you wouldn't believe the people that actually they can't wait to tell you they're on it, and especially with me being a big old boy. They can't wait to, you know, come on, man, you need to get on it, because, you know, I got my own gravitational pull. People throw stuff at me, it'll just orbit. And they're like, man, you got to get on it. And you wouldn't believe the women, and I've seen it, and I've been there, because they kind of swear me to secrecy until I call in the sports talk about it. But they have jab parties and Botox parties.
No.
I'm there while everybody's showing up.
Okay, I think and appreciate the phone call, Tinker. We do got to get to break shortly, but I would say that the Botox parties is shocking enough. Having a jab party, as he calls it, that's over the top, man. I've never heard of anything like that.
Listen, you guys have standards way too high.
So you've heard of this before? Like, you don't look shocked at all. What?
I'm not shocked at all. I'm not
like a Wegovy party.
Yeah, I know. What? I know of these things happening. Yes.
This happens.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Like, and let me be clear. I don't judge anybody that wants to take the shot.
Right.
At all, but doing it at a party. Seems a little bit over the top.
Well, it's just like someone will source it and they'll get it and then hand it out to their friends.
No.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
Sounds like black market stuff to me.
I mean.
Like, better hope it's not lace.
Can you imagine? I'm not even. Imagine guys being like, hey, let's do an HGH party, man. Everybody do a little growth. Everybody pinch their belly and stick it in there.
It happens, I promise. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, practice is getting closer and closer. I'm seeing them let people in right now through the gate. Kicks off at 9:30. Here for it, but what are Mike and Bo and myself going to be watching for today? We'll talk about it next on The Morning Shift, live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.